Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Deck, Minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatary Congregation, out of the 12th Hour in Liddell, Texas. Today is June 27, 2017, and it is the fourth day of the fourth month, 2021, when we showed up. First service today with a song entitled, Beyond the Sunset. Beyond the sunset, this morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, her story ended, oh glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears unknown. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. Beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me. Beyond the Father, whom I adore, His glorious presence, His blessed welcome, will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, a red reunion, with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, beyond the sunset, forevermore. Part 6, Defiled and Defiled. And we're actually dealing with the scriptures that's dealing with the defiled. And we're in Jeremiah. Let's read down Jeremiah 40 to begin today's. Start with the first verse. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Yahweh after that Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah when he had taken him being bound in chains among all that were carried away captive in Jerusalem and Judah, which were carried away captive unto Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said unto him, Yahweh the Elohim hath pronounced this evil upon this place. Now the Yahweh hath brought it and done according as he hath said, because ye have sinned against Yahweh and have not obeyed his voice, wherefore this thing is come upon you. And now behold, I loose thee this day from the chains which were upon thine hand. If it seem good unto thee to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well unto thee. But if it seem ill unto thee to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well unto thee, but if it seem ill unto thee to come with me to Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before thee. Whether it seemeth good and convenient for thee to go, thither go. Now while he was not yet come gone back, he said, go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon hath made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wheresoever it seemeth convenient unto thee to go. So the captain of the guard gave him victuals and a reward, and let him go. Then went Jeremiah unto Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, unto Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land. Jeremiah goes to Gedaliah, verse 7. Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the field, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam a governor in the land, and had committed unto him men and women and children and of the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive unto Babylon. And they came unto Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah and Sariah, and the son of Tahumath, and the sons of Ephiah, the Nethamophite, and Jezaniah, the son of Machathite, they and their men, and Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swear unto them and unto their men, saying, fear not to serve the Chaldeans, dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, behold, I will dwell at Mizpah, to serve the Chaldeans, which will come unto us, but ye gather ye wine, and summer fruits, and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that ye have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews that were in Moab, and among the Ammonites, and in Edom, and that were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left the remnant of Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, even all the Jews returned out of all places whither they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah unto Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the field, came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, and said unto him, dost thou certainly know that Baalish, the king of the Ammonites, hath sent Ishmael the son of Nethaniah to slay thee? But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam believed them not. Then Johanan, now this Ishmael is the name of this is a Muslim, see, this is an Arab. Then Johanan the son of Kareah spake to Gedaliah and Mizpah secretly, saying, let me go, I pray thee, and I will slay Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay thee? That all the Jews which are gathered unto thee shall be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish. But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said unto Johanan, the son of Kareah, thou shalt not do this thing, for thou speakest falsely of Ishmael. Okay, that's the end of chapter 40 of Jeremiah. Assassination of Gedaliah, chapter 41. Chapter 41, Jeremiah. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed royal, and the princes of the king, even 10 men with him, came unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and there they did eat bread together in Mizpah. Then arose Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men that were with him, and smote Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and slew him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also slew all the Jews that were with him, even with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans that were found there, and the men of war. And it came to pass the second day after he had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it, then there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand to bring them to the house of Yahweh. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass as he met them, he said unto them, Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah slew them and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with him. The 7 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, Slay us not, for we have treasures in the field of wheat, and of barley, and of oil, and of honey. So he fed bare and slew them not among their brethren. Now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the man whom he had slain because of Gedaliah was it which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with them that were slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the residue of the people that were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, had committed unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive and departed to go over to the Ammonites. Johanan recovers captives, but when Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now it came to pass that when all the people which were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned and went unto Johanan, the son of Kareah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. Then took Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Nethaniah from Mizpah, after that he had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, even mighty men of war, and the women and the children and the eunuchs whom he had brought again from Gibeon. And they departed and dwelt in the habitations of Shimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor of the land. So that ends chapter 41 of Jeremiah. So what happens when you don't heed the warning, when someone comes and tells you that this man was sent out of Nethaniah, sent this Ishmael, sent him down here to slay you, and Ahikam, Gedaliah would not believe him, and so the rest is history. Gedaliah called a lie because he didn't believe it, so therefore it cost him his life and a lot of people. Jeremiah 42. And all I had to do was get permission. This man named Johanan. He said, I'll go slay Ishmael, and all your worries will be over. You don't have to worry about anything else happening. Just kill with one man that's sent here to kill you, and you won't have his problem. See, how much could trouble be avoided if the people that are put in charge would heed the warning? All he had to do was get Lazarus going and talk to Yahweh about it. He says, well, is this true what the man is telling me? Yahweh would have answered him. All right, Jeremiah 42. A warning not to go to Egypt. And all the captains of the forces and Johanan the son of Korea, at Jezaniah the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, our supplications be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Yahweh the Elohim, even for all this remnant. For we are left but a few of many as thine eyes do behold us. But the Yahweh the Elohim may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you, behold, I will pray unto the Yahweh your Elohim according to your words, and it shall come to pass. Whatsoever thing the Yahweh shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they say, then they said unto Jeremiah the son, the Yahweh, to be a true and faithful witness between us, and if we do not even according unto all things for the which the Yahweh the Elohim shall send thee unto us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of Yahweh the Elohim to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yahweh the Elohim. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of Yahweh came out of Jeremiah. Then told he Johanan the son of Korea, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even of the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith Yahweh, that the Elohim of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication before him, if you will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Yahweh, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that ye may have mercy upon you, and cause you to return unto your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of Yahweh Elohim, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have the hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. Now therefore, hear the word of Yahweh, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Yahshua of the host, the Elohim of Israel, or the Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel. If ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel, as mine anger and my fury hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you, when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be in execration and astonishment, and a curse and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. For the Yahweh has said concerning you, O you remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you of this day. For you dissembled in your hearts when you sent me unto the Yahweh your Elohim sent. Pray for us unto the Yahweh your Elohim. And according to all that the Yahweh your Elohim shall say, so declare it unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it unto you, that ye have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, nor anything for the which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore, know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place where ye desire to go and to sojourn. That's the end of Jeremiah 42, and Jeremiah 43 starts with this information about migration to Egypt. Apparently they decide to go anyway.
43.
Now
42, you're talking about
4 counts. Okay, let's go 43. To Jeremiah chapter 42. Jeremiah 43, migration to Egypt. And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people all the words of the Yahweh the Elohim, for which the Yahweh the Elohim had sent him to them, even all these words, then spake Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the proud men saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. Yahweh the Elohim hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. But Baruch the son of Neriah setteth thee on against us, for to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death, and carry us away captives into Babylon. So Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people, obeyed not the voice of the Yahweh to dwell in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all the nations whither they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah, even men and women and children and the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuchadnezzar Zardan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh. Thus came they even unto Tophanes. Then came the word of Yahweh unto Jeremiah and Tophanes, saying, take great stones in thine hand, and hide them in the clay and the brickling, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house, and Tophanes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will send, and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death unto death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives. And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt, as a shepherd putteth on his garment, and he shall go forth from thence in peace. He shall break also the images of Beth Shemesh, that is in the land of Egypt. In the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. End of chapter 43 of Jeremiah. 44. Desolation of Judah. The word that came unto Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt. which dwell at Migdol, and at Tophanes, and at Nop, and in the country of Petros, sin. Thus saith Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel, you have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein. Because of their wickedness which they have committed, to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense, and to serve other deities, other gods, whom they knew not, neither they, yea, nor your fathers. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense unto other gods. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore now thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of the host, the Elohim of Israel, wherefore commit ye this great evil against your soul, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling out of Judah, to leave you none to remain, and that ye provoke me unto a wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whether ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have ye forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humble, even unto this day. Neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. Now this is dealing with Judah who is warned of judgments. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt, to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed, and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die from the least even unto the greatest by the sword and by the famine. There shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah, which are gone into the land of Egypt, to sojourn there, shall escape or remain, that they should return into the land of Judah, to the which they have a desire to return to dwell. Therefore none shall return but such as shall escape. And all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by a great multitude, even all the people that dwell in the land of Egypt and Petros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princesses, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. But then had we plenty of victuals, and we were well and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things. that have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offering unto her, did we make her taste to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, unto the men, and unto the women, and unto all the people which had given him that answer, said, the incense that ye burn in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, ye and your fathers, your kings, and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Yahweh remember them, and came it not into his mind? So Yahweh could no longer bear because of the evil of your doing, and because of the abomination that ye have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse without an inhabitant, as at this day, because you have burned incense, because you have sinned against the Yahweh, and have not obeyed the voice of the Yahweh, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto all the people and unto all the women, hear the word of Yahweh, all Judah, that are in the land of Egypt. Thus saith Yahweh, yes, Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vow that we have vowed to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offering unto her. Ye will surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. Therefore hear ye the word of Yahweh, all Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Yahweh Elohim liveth. So here they are, they rebel against Yahweh. He says, don't go down to Egypt. They said, we're going to go. And they go down there and they use his sacred name to say, yeah, you see, Yahweh, the Father blessed us. He brought us down here. Now he says, you're not going to use my name. Take credit for something that you rebelled against and Satan led you. Verse 27, Jeremiah 44. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. Yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose words shall stand, mine or theirs, and this shall be as a sign unto you, saith the Yahweh, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus saith the Yahweh, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. The Yahweh promises safety to Baruch. Chapter 45, verse 1. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of the Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch, thou didst say, woe is me now, for Yahweh hath added grief unto my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and find no rest. Thus shalt thou say unto him, Yahweh saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. and seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith Yahweh. But my life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. Conquest of Egypt. Chapter 46. The word of the Yahweh which came unto Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles, against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh, Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates and Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Order ye the buckler and shield, and draw near unto battle. Harness the horses, and sit up your horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets. Furbish the spears, and put on the brigandines. Wherefore have I seen them dismayed and turned away back, and their mighty ones are beaten down, and are fled apace. And look not back, for fear was round about, saith Yahweh. Let not the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. He shall stumble and fall toward the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this that cometh up as a flood, whose waters are moved as the rivers? Egypt rises up like a flood, and his waters are moved like the rivers. And he said, I will go up and will cover the earth. I will destroy the city and the inhabitants thereof. Come up, ye horses, and rage, ye chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow. For this is the day of the Yahweh Elohim of hosts, the day of the vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries. And the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiate, and made drunk with their blood. For the Yahweh Elohim of hosts hath a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, but thou shalt not be cured. The nations have heard of thy shame, and thy cry hath filled the land, for the mighty man hath stumbled against the mighty, and they are fallen both together. And the words of Yahweh spake unto Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. Declare ye in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Noph, and Tophanes. Say ye, stand fast and prepare thee, for the sword shall devour round about thee. How are thy valiant men swept away? They stood not, because Yahweh did drive them. He made many to fall, yea, one fell upon another, and they arise. And they said, arise, and let us go again unto our own people and unto the land of our nativity, from the oppressing sword. They did cry there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He hath passed the time appointed. As I live, saith the king, whose name is Yahshua of the host. Now this is Yahshua the son. Surely as Tabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O thou daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for Noph shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh, it cometh out of the north. Also her hard men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks, for they also are turned back and are fled away together. They did not stand because the day of their calamity was come upon them and the time of their visitation. The voice thereof shall go like a serpent, for they shall march with an army and come against her with axes as hewers of wood. Okay. They shall cut down her forest, saith the Yahweh, though it cannot be searched, because they are more the grasshoppers and are innumerable. They are more than the grasshoppers. For the daughter of Egypt shall be confounded, as she shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Warning and comfort. The Asur of Yahweh of the host, the Elohim of Israel, said, Behold, I will punish the multitude of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their kings, even Pharaoh and all them that trust in him. I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants, and after it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith the Yahweh. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Egypt shall return and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith Yahweh, for I am with thee, for I will make the full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee, but I will not make the full end of thee, but correct thee in measure, yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. That ends Jeremiah 46. Jeremiah 47, verse 1. The word of the Yahweh that came unto Jeremiah, the prophet, against the Philistines, before that Pharaoh smote Gaza. Now, folks, this is getting down to our time now, up to the very moment. Thus saith the Yahweh, Behold, waters rise up out of the north, and shall be an overflowing flood, and shall overflow the land, and all that is therein, the city and them that dwell therein, and then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. At the noise of the stamping of the hoofs of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, and at the rumbling of his wheels, the fathers shall not look back to their children for feebleness of the hands, because of the day that cometh to spoil all the Philistines, and to cut off from Tyrus and Zidon every helper that remaineth, for the Yahweh will spoil the Philistines and the remnant of the country of Captor. Baalis is come upon Gaza, Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long wilt thou cut thyself, O thou sword of the Yahweh? How long will it be ere thou be quiet? Put up thyself and to thy scabbard rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Yahweh hath given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There hath he appointed it. End of chapter 47, Jeremiah 48. Judgment of Moab. Now this is kinfolks to Abraham through Lot. These are Hebrew, descendants of the Hebrew Israelites, Moab. Verse 1. Against Moab, thus saith Yahshua the host, the Elohim of Israel, Woe unto Nebo, for it is spoil. Kirathaim is confounded and taken. Misgab is confounded and dismayed. There shall be no more praise of Moab and Heshbon. They have devised evil against it. Come and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also thou shalt be cut down, O madman. The sword shall pursue thee. The voice of crying shall be from Ron Nahum as fallen and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused her cry to be heard. For in the going up of Luthite, continual weeping shall go. Up for in the going down of Horonim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the heath in the wilderness, for because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and his princes together, and the spoilers shall come up every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as Yahweh has spoken. Give wings unto Moab, that it may flee and get away. For the cities thereof shall be desolate without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he that doeth the work of Yahweh deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remaineth in him, and his scent is not changed. Now this here, right here where it says Moab hath, verse 11, hath been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees. Has settled on his lees. Hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel. You get that? So who is Moab today? Who were those men that settled on their lees today? Let's go read it in Zephaniah, chapter 1. It says, verse about 12. Oh no, Zephaniah. Verse 12. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees. And they say in their heart, the Yahweh will not do good, neither will it do evil. So, those Israelites today that are settled on their lees, for instance, we had our brother that run Gilead Center. Well, this scripture right here applied to him. Yahweh moved him out to the desert. He didn't want to go to the desert. He didn't want to go back home to where he had his own home paid for in Kermit, Texas. He didn't want to go back. He loved the hills and the rocks and the rills, and he loved the springs and the natural green trees and the running springs of water. He loved the green. He hated the desert. That's where he grew up. And yet, when he finally went back there, he asked the son of Yahweh, he said, "Shall I go back?" And the Yahweh says, "Yeah, go back." He said, Yahweh sent him back. And when he sent him back, it says, this is in Zephaniah 1:11. "How ye inhabitants of Machish, for all the merchants and people are cut down, all they that bear silver are cut off. It shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that they say in their heart, the Yahweh will not do good, not really do evil. Therefore their goods shall become a booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof." The great day of the Yahweh is near and hastes greatly, even the voice of the day of the Yahweh, for the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. The mighty man is the prophet that has been placed at the head of the candlestick of Israel. And that would be whoever the latest prophet was, and that would have to be Kermit in Texas in 2002. That was the latest that we had the fulfillment of this prophecy, where it says that even the voice of the day of the Yahweh, for the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. Well, the voice of the day of the Yahweh took place in 2002 in Kermit, Texas, announcing the end of the house of Israel as we know it today. And the prophet would not take heed, and so therefore the rest is history. Because it says in Zephaniah 1:15, that day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet. What trumpet? The sixth trumpet sounded, warning the inhabitants of Gilead, in terms of Texas, that the end of all things is at hand for the house of Israel, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Okay. And it says it's a day of the trumpet and an alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. Your high towers is the Adventist Church's ministry of the ministers and the officers and leaders of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. That's where your high towers were found at today. And I'll bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against Yahshua and Yahweh the Father, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Yahshua's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Let me tell you, when Kermit came to her end, I'm telling you right now, when Ezekiel 9 kicked in, that was the end of the sixth trumpet, the sixth seal, the judgment of the dead period had come to an end, and the 11th parabolic hour had come to an end, and we'd be entered into the 12th parabolic hour. We entered into the day of the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, and the judgment of the living, closing out the judgment of the dead with all of that, what I just mentioned to you. It all took place in one day. I'm talking about a day for a year. And was from Passover 2002 to 2003. That was a day of distress upon man, that they walk like blind men. And that's exactly what we witnessed for one whole year at Kermit. The leadership walking as blind men, totally in total darkness. So anyway, that's the end of that. Let's go back now to Jeremiah. Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 49. So, but let's finish reading verse 40, Jeremiah 48 again. It says, Jeremiah 48, verse 46 and 47. Woe be unto thee, O Moab, the people of Chemosh, perishes, for thy sons are taken captives and thy daughters captives. Yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, saith Yahweh. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. Judgment and Ammon and Edom. Concerning the Ammonites, thus saith Yahweh, hath Israel no sons? Hath he no heir? Why then doth their king inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? Therefore, behold, the day is come, saith Yahweh, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard in Rabbah of the Ammonites, and it shall be a desolate heat. Now, the Ammonites are also are descendants of the Hebrews, Israelites, through Lot. And her daughter shall be burned asunder. Then shall Israel be heir unto them that were his heirs, saith Yahweh. Hallow Heshbon, for Ai is spoiled. Cry, ye daughters of Rebah. Gird ye with sackcloth, lament, and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king shall go into captivity, and his priests and his princesses together. Wherefore glorieth thou in the valleys, thou flowing valley, O backsliding daughter that trusteth in her treasure, saying, Who shall come unto me? Behold, I will bring a fear upon thee, saith Yahweh Elohim of the host, from all those that be before thee, and ye shall be driven out every man right forth, and none shall gather up him that wandereth, and afterwards I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, saith Yahweh. Now I want to tell you a little secret here. This Moab and Ammon, they came from the two sisters of Lot, and Lot was the father of the Moab and Ammon, and his two daughters bare seed unto their father and brought up these two heathen nations, Moab and Ammon. Today Moab and Ammon will be portrayed by the Ben Roden and Willis Johnson, and they succeeded each other. Okay. Ben Roden from 1955 to 70 and Willis Johnson from 1970 to 2003. That was your antitypical Moab and Ammon today. Concerning Edom, thus saith the Yahweh of hosts. The Edom comes from Esau. Esau represents Ammon. And Moab represented Ishmael. Concerning Edom, thus saith Yahweh the host. Is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him. The time that I will visit him, if great gathers come to thee, would they not have some gleaning grace? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Now this is talking about today, Gilead Center. This here Esau is Ammon, is Gilead Center. Leave thy fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let thy widows trust in me, for thus saith Yahweh. Behold, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunken, and art thou he that shall altogether go unpunished? Thou shalt not go unpunished, but thou shalt surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, saith Yahweh, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities thereof shall be perpetual waste. I have heard a rumor from the Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent unto the heathen, saying, Gather ye together, and come against her, and rise up to the battle, for lo, I will make thee small among the heathen, and despised among men. Thy terribleness has deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart, O thou that dwellest in the cliffs of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill. Though thou shouldest make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith Yahweh. Also Edom shall be a desolation, Okay, so here's your prophecy for Gilead, send them, eat them. Everyone that goeth by it shall be astonished and shall hiss at all the plagues thereof, as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbors of cities thereof, saith the other. No man shall abide there, neither shall the Son of Man dwell in it. And believe you me, the Gilead center is no more. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the habitation of the strong, but I will suddenly make him run away from her. And here is a chosen man that I may appoint over her. For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Okay, so that question is asked. It's the one that succeeded Ammon, Esau, and the Anatot. And that happens to be the house of David. And that happened to be the prophet placed in charge of the house of David. That fulfills this verse 19 there of Jeremiah 49. Verse 20. Therefore hear the counsel of the Yahweh that he hath taken against Edom, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall, at the cry, the noise thereof was heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle, and spread his wings over Bozrah. And at that day shall the heart of the mighty men of Edom be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Judgment of Damascus, Kedar, and Elam. Well, this brings the end of our study. This our contest is at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. The song is titled, Here at My Door Standing.
Here at my door is standing, patiently drawing near. It trusts within demanding, there is a voice I hear. Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, thou wilt abide with me. All through the dark doors living, knocking again is he. Just where I cannot hear me, waiting so long for me. The tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart I hasten, leave the hope and pride. Though he with you can chasten, he shall with me abide. See the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If never heed my call, I will abide